Good morning, America. Welcome to the Just In Time podcast with just Michaela, but not just Michaela, because guess who's here?
Who?
No one. Oh. Important.
Oh.
It was fine, and then I made it sad.
I know. I
admit. Mike's here, if you didn't know.
I just was saying how I love doing this.
And then it's like, Michaela, this is one of the only three things I like doing. And now I just ruin
it. Nobody
for
important is here. That's fine. That's fine, dog.
No, you're pretty important, I'd say. I mean,
I'm basically the most important thing other than you.
Yeah, that's true. Because
without
if there
me,
was
there
no,
is nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's just
wow,
you talking to yourself.
Write a thank you card to Mike for his
please
presence.
Do. I do keep every thank you card I get.
Really?
Yeah, I have a collection.
I toss them. Really? Get rid of them. Well, I'm just kidding. They probably are in my room somewhere, just in a box.
If people give me stuff, I usually keep it forever because I have a thing about sentimental value.
That makes sense. I understand that. Mm-hmm. It's a chilly one today.
It is.
It's
I had chili
out.
For lunch. Just kidding.
I like chili. Oh, you didn't even have it for lunch?
No, I just had a joke in my heart and I had to say it. No,
it's 37
like
degrees out.
Oh, my favorite.
You don't
time.
Like chili? So
no.
We're just going back and forth. All right, that's fine. I don't love chili, but I'll eat it definitely if someone makes it.
But you do love Wendy's from right
I here. Do love Wendy's.
Okay. I know this is controversial, but when you posted that like Me Too thing.
Oh.
I was like, it's for me. I'm the one that assaulted you with
oh
the,
my
win-
God,
the Wendy's Mike. Thing.
The Wendy's thing.
I thought it was
Mike
sad.
Caused me pain.
I caused you mental trauma.
Yep.
I'm sorry so much for that.
It's fine. I obviously forgave you if I'm here.
It
so.
Was a prank, bro. That's all I have to say.
That's not an excuse, Mike.
Oh.
It's cold is what I was saying.
Yeah.
37 degrees out. I just looked on the app.
Michaela has a space heater blowing on her.
Right at me.
See, we record in my garage. That's not heated.
We don't record in a professional studio.
It's professional.
But you would think we did because it sounds so nice. You know?
Sure.
Sure, yeah.
Somebody tries to make it sound good.
But yeah, it's a chilly-ish one out today.
Yeah.
But it snowed the other day.
It did. I took a picture of the perfect snowflake.
Wow, Mike.
Well, the snow was like falling and like they were falling in like perfect snowflakes.
I love
like,
that.
Dang.
I love snow.
Christmas miracle, I said.
Oh, it's Christmas time. Don't forget about Thanksgiving, though. That
I know.
That crap makes me mad.
I know. That's why I'm like,
Halloween's over. Let's start listening to the Holly Jolly Christmas.
I know. That's why we need Thanksgiving music. And I've been saying this for years. We got to write some Thanksgiving songs.
Yeah, like this. I'm thankful for giving. That didn't make sense. It's fine.
It doesn't have to make sense.
True.
Do any Christmas songs make sense?
Yeah.
Name
I'll
one.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me.
I was pretty good up until then.
Up until
then. I was like, that. You're holding the tone.
Yeah, I am Frank Sinatra.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. In disguise.
Oh my gosh, she pulled her face up and she's Frank Sinatra. Dang.
That'd be cool.
Would it be cool or be creepy?
I just made myself feel so uncool because I'm not Frank Sinatra.
You're Michaela Arneson and that's the coolest you can get.
Oh, Mike.
Whatever.
Wow.
Well, enough of that
enough
shit.
Enough of that crap. What you been up to? Nothing?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, some people know I've been working on this album for years and I finally have to start doing it. I feel like I just snorted into the microphone.
But that's fine.
Is it?
I'll
okay.
Allow it.
But yeah, so I've been working on it and I've been just doing that a lot. And so far, Chopper likes all the songs. So
good.
And he's my gauge on that things are good.
Good old Chopper.
Yeah. Because he just tells me to my face, that sucks. Or he's like, I'm really thinking this is great. And he starts dancing. So that's how I know that it's good.
That's amazing.
So other than that, I've been watching a bunch of really bad movies.
Sounds
for leisure,
good.
Not for my podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I watched 2 seasons of The Flash in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is like, it good?
No. Yes. I don't know. I get mad.
I've never seen it. That one's on like the CW, right?
Yeah. Tim looks exactly like The Flash.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
You should. And other than that, playing Marvel versus Capcom.
Wow.
What a life to live, I say.
Honestly, yeah, I would say so. What a life to live.
Mm-hmm. How about yourself?
I haven't really done much. I have no idea what I've been up to. Like I said, I have no thoughts in my brain. Like, I can't think anything in my brain right now.
Just hitting up Instagram all the time.
Hitting up the Insta.
Onesie party.
Oh, yeah. Had a little onesie party. It was Halloween. That's what we were going to talk about. Halloween happened on Tuesday. It's currently Thursday, November 2nd.
It is.
October 31st was Halloween, if you didn't know.
What? I thought it was Friday the 13th.
No.
Because somebody told me Halloween landed on Friday the 13th this year. And I was like, dang, I missed it.
Nice. But yeah, what do you think of Halloween, Mike?
I love it.
Yeah.
Some people are like, it's a corporate holiday. And I'm just like, holiday is a corporate holiday.
Right.
I think it's fun. People get to dress up and be characters and go out and hit up the bar and everybody's looking fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah. I like Halloween too.
That being said, I stayed home and went to bed at 8 o'clock. Because I was like, I'm so tired. I have school tomorrow.
Yeah, I like Halloween. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really do anything either until on Halloween. I had a few friends over, but I do enjoy like Halloween parties or going. I guess I've never gone out on Halloween like to bars because I didn't go this year.
But we should have.
I do like Halloween parties. It's fun to dress up and like. I like doing my makeup all crazy, but yeah. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I don't care. I literally don't care how people dress on Halloween, like if they want to wear zero clothing or whatever, but at least dress up as something. Like I saw a girl on the interwebs who was literally in like a bra and underwear, and I was like, that's not a costume.
Yes,
like,
it sure. Is.
Wear a bra and underwear, but then make it into something like you're a dead naked lady or something. Like,
you can't. If you're just... a dead naked lady, it's okay. But if you're just a naked lady,
yeah, not allowed. Well, not I don't care. House. But like, make a costume out of it, you know? Because it's just
I'm
like,
fine
what's
with
the point
it,
of
you know?
All? Yeah, are you
whatever.
Like?
I'm down. But, wear whatever you want, everybody.
Well, yeah, I don't care what you wear, but like, I just want you to make a costume out of it, you know?
Maybe she's just a stripper or something.
Could have been, yeah, true. I guess I don't know the facts.
You don't know what her costume really was.
Yeah.
I hate people that wear like, this is my costume, and it's just a shirt.
On the shirt, yeah.
I'm like,
no.
Way to be.
Those people can
not only
get
is
out
that
of the
not
hallway.
Original, it's not even clever.
No. This is my costume.
I had something. And it was
I did
beautiful.
Too. I was going to say something it. Else, too.
Something about a
but,
costume.
Yeah. I saw a lot of very unoriginal costumes, but I'll let them fly.
I saw some, like, some people I work with dressed up as Bob from Bob's Burgers. And,
oh,
like,
that's good.
And then what's the guy that comes over and wears, like, the beanie?
Oh,
Joe or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And they dressed up like that.
That's amazing.
I'm not a big fan of couple costumes.
I like couple. Well, if they're clever, if they're just like the typical, like, I can't even think of one because my brain stopped working.
Or it's like, I'm going out. Like, it's usually the girl that makes the guy dress in the couple costume.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be the Beast from Beauty and the Beast, and you have to be Belle. Like, and then it's like the guy has to be in a dress. Like, like, that's not.
Yeah, I like couple costumes if they're really creative.
Yeah, I
really wanted to be Veronica Corningstone from Anchorman for Halloween this year, but I didn't like have any other friends that would have dressed as the other cast members, so it would be awkward if I just Veronica.
I would have dressed up as one
Ron
of them
or Brick.
No,
or...
oh, I have to be Brick. Is that what you're saying?
Mike's Brick.
I want to be the guy with the mustache that has Sex Panther.
Oh, I don't even remember his name.
It smells like pure gasoline. Good times.
What is it? 40% of the time, it works every time.
Yeah.
60%
of the time, it works every time. That doesn't make sense. I saw a guy. He was somebody's boss, and he dressed up like Mugatu from Zoolander.
Yeah.
And even had like a small dog.
Yeah, I saw someone on like a YouTube guy that dressed like that.
Like, that's fun to me.
Yeah, that's creative. It's not just like the... Like, I saw so many groups of girls that dress as, like, Playboy bunnies, and then one of their friends is Hugh, and it's, like, it's cute.
That's distasteful. Hugh Hefner died.
Yeah, R.E.P.
Yeah.
But it's cute, but it's, like, everyone else does it. Like, come on, be... I saw my friend Lauren dressed up as... Her and her friends dressed up as, like, Tigger and Pooh and...
her friend dressed up like a pile of poop.
Good one, Mike.
I practiced.
And that was cute. I never really seen that one before.
Were they all just onesies?
No, they were like, I don't think so. They were in like shirts and pants.
My roommates went to the zombie pub crawl.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like the, like, I don't remember what they're called, like something bots, fem bots from Austin Powers.
Oh.
But they were like zombie versions of them. And like, I didn't see them until I got home from work. And like, they had like some of their makeup on still. But when I saw a picture, they had like their eyeball like hanging out and their face was like all like painted up. And I was like, this is like professional grade. Like, that's awesome, you know?
Yeah, I saw some cool zombie pub crawl costumes. I didn't go to the zombie pub crawl, but it was Maddie's birthday that night. So we went out and a bunch of people were out afterwards. And I saw some good makeup and stuff.
Some people just know what to do.
Yeah, I'm really bad at coming up with costumes. One of my favorite ones I saw on the internet was, you know, the episode of, or what's the show that Gordon Ramsay does? One of those chef shows. Anyways, he eats the idiot sandwich thing where he like puts two pieces of bread around the lady's head. It's like Julie Chen or whatever, that she's a TV host. And he's like, what are you? And she's like, an idiot sandwich. And I saw a couple that dressed up like that. That was funny.
Yeah, that's fun.
But
I dressed up as one of the guys from Trailer Park Boys.
That's good.
Do you watch that show?
I've seen it a couple times.
What's Julian? That's who I dress as.
Oh, yeah.
You know how my costume was?
What?
A black shirt with jeans and a thing of whiskey.
Yeah. I like homemade costumes where you don't have to buy anything.
Yeah. I'm like, I literally dress like Julian every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's not that hard. I just have to drink.
Yeah.
And that's not that hard either, you know?
Yeah, true.
But something about Halloween... Something about other things. Oh, well, I forgot. My brain's empty.
Yeah, our brains are empty today.
It's because it's a Thursday, my dudes.
I ate Chipotle for dinner.
Chipotle?
Which I don't eat Chipotle often. I think the last time I had it was like a year ago. And it's making me burp.
I never had Chipotle.
It's good for like the first couple bites, and then it's just a lot of
upsetting
things happening.
It's upsetting.
It's just like...
Too much.
Also,
things.
The meat to rice ratio is way off.
Too much rice?
Yeah.
Because I like that.
I like meat.
I like meat.
I like meat.
What? Is that a meme?
I don't think so. It can be now.
I think it is. After we'll look up, I like meat.
But yeah, so this episode is sponsored by Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Bottle. Just kidding. I wish. Send me money.
Send me Chipotle.
We'll talk about you to our 9 million subscribers.
All 9 million. Whispers.
Or 10 million subscribers, 9 million listeners.
If you didn't think about what you were saying, was that a careless whisper?
Good one, Mike. That's a good question.
It's a good shower thought.
It is.
Put it in the garbage pile. Whatever. So, are we still talking about Halloween? Are we moving on to life?
I don't think mysteries? I have much to say about Halloween.
Oh, I do have one more thing. Okay. I remembered. My dad used to dress, or we used to have this like scarecrow in our front yard that would sit on a bench. And then my dad would, on Halloween, replace the scarecrow and scare kids. And I thought that was fun.
That was always a classic move. We would always try to do that where we like had a leaf pile by like the path to our front door. And then we would like jump out of it at people, or we'd try to do things like that. But
like, I think that's always fun. And like, I saw on Facebook, these people going like, if you don't give candy out to kids on Halloween, like, what the heck is wrong with you? And I'm like, they're like, if you live in a rich neighborhood, and I'm like, I live in a rich neighborhood. I'm poor.
Yeah.
And I live with six people. Like,
right.
I'm not giving candy out. Like,
we bought candy and we had four kids come, one group of four kids. And then now we have so much candy left over. I saw something on Facebook that was like, if you have adults that come to your house or like, older kids.
Like teenagers.
Teenagers are like college students that come to your house on Halloween to trick or treat. Give them candy because they could be doing things like going out and drinking and blah, blah, instead. And I'm like, they're probably effed up right now. Or they're probably super drunk right now. Like, but the rest of the post was good. It was like.
I get like if it's like a 15 or 16 year old kid, but not like a college kid.
Right. Like they're definitely wasted
if
at
I
your
was,
door.
Yeah. I'd be like, woo, I'm 27. Woo-hoo. Give me candy.
Yeah.
Oh, what we should do next year is we go up to houses with our own bowl, knock on the door and be like, oh, nice costumes. Like, just give them candy.
I saw on Facebook today that this little girl dresses a door. Or no, it wasn't a little girl. It was like this couple, this guy and this girl dresses a door, and they went around to doors, knocked on them, and then they had a sign on their costume that said knock, and then it would open, and then they were dressed as like old people and were like, oh, what are you dressed as?
Oh, that's awesome.
I know, it was super cool.
It's everything
cool.
I just wanted to have happen, but better than what I thought.
You step up.
It's my favorite movie.
Step up, true, yeah.
Oh, step up two, actually.
Step up two.
The streets. son of a bitch. Whatever, I'm done with Halloween for the rest of my life.
Yeah, till next year, we'll miss you.
There's not enough Halloween music either.
Excuse me.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
I played a Halloween playlist on Tuesday.
Was the song Werewolf by Mitzvah on there?
They were like Thriller, Monster Mash, Ghostbusters, and like a couple other. And then the rest were just like songs that had titles that were like kind of scary sounding.
But Thriller and Ghostbusters are not Halloween songs.
Well, right, but they kind of are.
They just have Halloween themes?
Yeah.
And Monster Mash is barely a Halloween song as well. It's just about ghoulies and ghosties.
Monster Mash.
But Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, that's a song.
I've never listened to those songs more in my life than on Tuesday. I think I listened to them twice.
We did the Mash. We did the Monster Mash. The Monster Mash.
Or Ghostbusters. Every time it said, who are you going to call? I was like, 911!
Yeah. The police.
I'm calling the police, not the Ghostbusters.
It's a sound of police.
Wow, alrighty. Should we move on?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
What were we going to talk about? Oh, we were going to do news stories.
News stories.
But goofy ones.
Goofy.
Silly ones.
Mickey ones.
It is cold in here.
Listen, you have the fire hydrant on you.
The fire hydrant.
I read fire hydrant, and that's why I said that.
Okay.
So can I start with one I wanted
to
start with? So a man pulls a gun in Ohio after failing to get a McMuffin. Now tell me, what do you think? Do you think?
I think that.
From what I understand, it was through a drive-thru.
I think
and they're looking for him. Police in Ohio say they're looking for a man who pulled out a gun after being told by a McDonald's drive-thru worker there were no Egg McMuffin sandwiches available.
Oh my gosh. Can you get any more awesome?
It happened at 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday at McDonald's in Warren, about 60 miles southeast of Cleveland.
I think it's a hilarious headline, but like in all honesty, like to be a little bit real, you're insane.
Are you drunk or high on something?
Yeah, like
3:30 a.m. is an instant, like either coming off of work or you're like fucked up. There's no
there's a difference between like being rude to a worker because you're pissed off or just pulling a gun. Like there's a big difference.
What do you mean there's no Egg McMuffins? You know what I'm saying? That's how guns do. Yeah, I think that is a little crazy. And the fact that they can't find the guy.
Yeah.
Like McDonald's has cameras.
Right.
So they have the license plate on the camera.
True. They need to find him.
Maybe he walked through the drive-thru.
Get him his McMuffin.
Get him with that dang McMuffin.
For real.
And how do you not have an Egg McMuffin? This must be a garbage McDonald's. That's like their most sold breakfast item.
Oh, I want McDonald's now, Mike. What did you do? I
told you to get me a Mellow Yellow.
I know, but I didn't buy anything before it came here. I'm 2POR.
Po-or. Very
did
nice.
You get it?
Very nice. Do you have a news from Michael?
Here, I'll just read the headline here. Slimed. Truck spills tons of goo-producing eels. A truck carrying slime eels overturned on Highway 101 on July 13th.
Electric?
Oh my gosh, there's photos.
Electric eels?
No, they're goo-producing eels. It says...
Did somebody arrive on
the sticky mess, spilling 7,500 pounds of creatures onto the roadway?
Did a CSI come up on stage and say, take off his sunglasses and go, now that's pretty slick.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my dream.
The eels secrete a slime when they are stressed. Me.
I'm real.
That's a bad joke.
Me. I'm so stressed out. I'm leaking slime. The grody.
Gross. The flying container hit one vehicle, which then caused it and four other vehicles to be pushed into each other. Police said the people in the vehicle hit by the container suffered minor injuries. Can you imagine being in the hospital? What happened? Well, a big bucket of slime eels hit me in the...
I got eeled.
I got eeled.
It was terrifying. I just left the sushi store and I got desserts. Karma's a real bitch.
They had to bulldoze and hose off the road before they could reopen it. Can you bulldoze eels?
You have to. It's the only way to get rid of them.
You gotta do something.
They keep sliming up the joint.
Oh my god!
It's worse than that ghost from Ghostbusters.
That's so good.
Slimer. I got a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate for attention, two women fake being stranded at sea for 5 months.
Sounds? Yeah, okay. How?
How desperate do you have to be? Like,
jeez, that is quite desperate.
There's no way you cannot get caught with this.
Well, right. Like, where are you just hiding out in your home, or?
Doubts have emerged about the survival story told by two U.S. women who said that their lives have been saved when they were rescued by the Navy after spending 5 months adrift in the Pacific. Yeah, because they had to be gone for 5 months. Anybody that knows them.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Somebody would have been like,
That's insane.
Like, how would you even pull this off? Anybody would have seen you and been like, clearly you're lying. I saw you last week, Becky.
They must have had like a friend who was in it with them and could like bring them stuff. And I don't know. That's crazy.
No, I'm saying they were just at home. I'm thinking they're just at home, told the news they were stranded at sea for 5 months.
Oh, I see.
That's what I'm feeling.
Like, they didn't like play it off. Like, they didn't pretend to be stranded at sea while they were stranded at sea. Like, they didn't like hide away for 5 months. They just were like one day like, let's just tell people we were stranded at sea. That's insane. That's more insane.
Because it looks like they were on like a fishing vessel and they had a emergency position indicating radio beacon aboard, but they didn't turn it on. So like, they only did it like, they probably just got like saved in like an hour. And they were like, we've been out to sea for 5 months. We almost ran out of food.
Oh my God.
Like, fishing boat. That's a 12-footer. 5 months. It's too long.
That's insane.
It is. I don't understand humans. Why are they so stupid?
I've heard a story recently about a guy who faked having cancer and to get money because he would like hold these, or his family would have like these fundraisers for him. And then he would get a bunch of money. And then people started to notice that he didn't look sick.
You're looking pretty healthy, boy.
And they questioned him, and he was like, yeah, I've been lying.
I'm fine. The only cancer I have is the cancer on society. I am. Yeah, people do all sorts of stuff to get money. Like, pretend to be homeless. But it's easier just to stay home and pretend you're sick.
Or, yeah.
I need $100,000 for my cancer operation. It's like, oh my God, my boy.
My boy.
Save my boy.
I'm a real boy.
Not anymore, dog. I have a good one for you.
Okay.
Man shoots himself in the penis after robbing two people at a business Tuesday morning in West Pullman neighborhood in the far south side.
I have one question. Why?
As the man was running away, he shot himself in the penis, police said.
On accident?
He was taken in serious condition to the Christ Medical Center, where he was taken into custody.
Did he accidentally? Or
it
did
doesn't
he do-
say.
I need to know how, these things.
He probably had the gun in the front of his pants. He was probably going to like whip it out to shoot at the police and just blew off his dick.
Oh my gosh. I hope it was on accident. Like, dude, that's what you get.
I hope it was on purpose.
Either like, one is a
take
good
pity
answer.
On me.
Oh my gosh.
Like, how do you do this?
That's crazy.
Proper gun safety is essential in America, I think.
I think so.
Learn how to use your rifle.
Please.
Put the safety on. Please.
Please,
please, people. We don't want any
please.
More penis-related
please
injuries.
Please don't shoot yourself in the penis on purpose or on accident.
Well, whatever you do in your free time is fine. If you want to shoot yourself in the penis, go ahead.
No, I wouldn't
recommend
it. But
don't do it on my dime, okay?
Yeah.
No. Don't do it on my tax dollars, okay?
Please.
But my other main concern is Christ Medical Center. Listen,
that is
dog.
Concerning. Like,
I'm like, I don't know. That he might die. Well, God may heal all wounds. It's
true.
Like,
oh my gosh.
But whatever. I'm sure he's fine.
He's
fine.
He's probably fine.
They probably replace his penis with his thumb. whatever surgical thing they do.
They put his thumb in place of his
Listen,
penis.
Sometimes you got to use whatever tools are available.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I'm not a surgeon. Right. At Christ Medical Hospital Center.
I have a good one.
Please do.
Mom accused of driving minivan with son in plastic pool tied to top.
Does it say the reasoning?
Guess where this happened?
Florida!
Wisconsin.
Oh, that's second closest worst place.
A mother in Wisconsin is facing a felony charge of recklessly endangering safety after she allegedly strapped her 9-year-old son to the top of a minivan on top of a plastic pool. She was charged earlier this month, which stirred a child on top of a vehicle. A witness later reported. What the heck? So she pulled over to take the child off the minivan roof and wedge the pool inside the vehicle before dropping it off at her sister's house. So she didn't want anyone to see. She didn't want her sister to see. But she just showed the whole freeway.
There was not enough room on top of. I don't understand. Because, like, my thought process is like, well, put them on top. We can't put the pool in the car. But, like, then I'm like, well, there's room in the car still. So why would he be on top?
Right.
They was said it for entertainment?
Officers who arrived on scene questioned Schmunk, that's her last name,
I questioned
about her
Schmunk
son's alleged wild ride. Ooh. They said she admitted the boy had been on the top of the minivan on the road, but only for a short time, maybe 20 to 30 seconds. She had picked up a molded plastic pool at the house, but didn't have enough room inside the minivan. She allegedly said she decided to put the pool on top of the minivan, but had no way to strap it down, so she had her child climb
on the roof
and hold it down while she drove.
How old is the kid?
9.
9-year-old? Listen, man, I'm giving her a pass on this one.
Police said Schmunk told them she thought her actions were okay since her dad let her do things like that when she was 9. She added that her son was safe on top of the minivan. She tied him down with a strap. You said you didn't have a strap to tie down the pool, but you tried to tie down your son?
Well, it wouldn't fit around the whole pool, but it would fit around the son.
Frick that.
I'm giving her a pass.
I'm not.
Listen, sometimes you just need some weight to put down your pool.
That's so funny. Can you imagine the kid? Mom, I don't wanna.
Mom.
Too bad.
I just want to go to Disney World, Mom. This is your fun now. You want to play in the pool? Well, this is what you get.
This is what you get.
You have to earn your fun time.
For real.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny.
That is terrible.
Wisconsin. Sorry, I yawned. Yeah. Good old Wisconsin. Why am I tired?
Because Wisconsin really takes a lot out of you when it's in the news.
I'm going to eat my chocolate now.
Let's see. I thought I found another one that would be good, but I lost it, I think.
I'm all out.
I just found that article that you said.
Which one? The kid?
Or yeah.
I don't remember the first one. I have no thoughts in my brain, I'm telling you.
The kid on the top of the car. Student charged after bragging about putting roommate's toothbrush where the sun don't shine.
I heard about that.
What kind of is that a threat? Is that considered assault?
I would say so.
Or battery or whatever. She looks like she's ready to stick a toothbrush up somebody's butt. A former student at the University of Hartford has been charged with criminal mischief and breach of peace after bragging online about contaminating her roommate's belongings with bodily fluids, including rubby, dirty tampons on her backpack and putting her toothbrush.
This was a race thing.
This is the one.
I heard about this.
Her roommate is African American.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is effed up, dog.
Yeah, that's effed up.
The headline did not make it seem as effed up as it is.
No, it seemed funny.
And I thought she was like threatening to stick the toothbrush up her butt. But she's sticking up her own butt. Now that's on call.
How can you hate someone that much where you just put your own life at risk?
She's probably from the South. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
Connecticut, is that in the South?
It's close enough.
I guess.
No, it's actually way north.
It doesn't say where she's from. But yeah, I don't get it. It's like, if you don't like somebody, ask for a room change. If you're in a dorm.
Or just, like, don't be racist, because it was, like, a racist thing, I'm pretty sure.
It is, but even then, like, if you're racist, you can still ask for a room change. Like, and just be like, yo, I hate black people. You know what I mean? Like, and they'll be like, well, that's kind of bad, but okay, since you're clearly going to kill her or something in, like, a week.
Or rub tampons on her
backpack and stick her toothbrush up your butt.
Speaking of racism.
Yeah, tell me more.
I read this tweet today. Yeah. Let me find it. Sorry. Oh yeah. Okay.
Before you start, mm-hmm. I have to continue this.
Oh, sorry.
She found out about this. She's been the girl that had the toothbrush be tampered with. Said she has been experiencing throat pain for weeks and did not know why. Police earlier this month, she told the police that a nurse had advised her that she got bacteria in her throat, and it was caused from her roommate fucking with her shit.
That poor girl.
I know. I feel so bad.
Oh.
I hope she makes a lot of money on like a lawsuit.
Me too.
Nothing's better than ruining somebody else's life that is an asshole. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy that. All right, continue your tzweet.
Okay. This girl, Laura Loomer, is an investigative journalist, former something, proud American Jew. Okay. That's her Twitter bio.
You didn't have to say that.
Her tweet was, I'm late to the NYPD press conference because I couldn't find a non-Muslim cab or Uber Lyft driver for about 30 minutes. This is insanity. She didn't want to take a Lyft that wasn't a white person, basically. Listen. And someone tweeted at her, imagine telling your boss, sorry, I'm 30 minutes late for work because of how racist I am.
That is extremely racist.
That's terrible. And I feel like, I think it was because of what just happened with like the attack thing in New York yesterday or the day before.
I don't know anything about that. I don't
some
to
people
news.
Were driving a SUV and hit a bunch of people and killed a bunch of people. So I feel like that's what it was fueled by, but that's still not okay. I'm not saying it's okay, but still.
Well, like every big city, most of the taxi companies are owned by a foreign entity. So like you're rarely getting like a white guy.
Yeah.
And who cares?
Who cares? They just drive you where you need to go.
Yeah. There you don't could have to
be
talk
a bad
to them or
white
anything.
Guy that drives you somewhere.
Yeah. It's probably
will be a white guy.
That's what I'm saying. The white guy is probably the one that does kill people.
Yeah.
It's like they're just trying to make money, and I don't understand why people are stupid. Like,
right, like just
and if
them
you don't like
you.
Them, that's what I don't understand. If you don't like something, just don't talk to them.
Right,
like you know, it's like
just
avoid it. My cab driver isn't white. It's like I guess I'm gonna have to sit in this car with them for the next 20 minutes.
Oh no, horrible!
And
like,
just
what?
Don't talk.
That doesn't make sense. Just freaking be a human being.
It's so hard
it's
for some people.
It's not that hard,
it's
though,
so hard
Mike.
For some people. Because they're barely human to begin with.
Well, true. Yeah, they're animals.
I'm talking about the racist people.
Well, yeah.
I want to be clear.
good idea, because that could be taken out of context.
Because, yeah, it's insane to me. I grew up in a small town where I was like, there were no minorities.
Yeah.
There was like two Mexican families, and everybody's either Italian or like just regular white.
Yep.
And maybe like one black person.
Yeah.
Like that was the entire city.
Yeah.
And then when I moved here, like I was like so afraid I was going to do something racist. And I was like, oh, you just don't be an idiot. Like you don't do something.
You just
like,
don't.
Sometimes you might say something that just isn't like PC. But
right.
Then it's like.
But then you realize that it was wrong and you fix it.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to just be a good human being. It mm-hmm. frustrates me so much. Just like. It's so easy to just like be nice to people and love other people rather than it makes your life easier too.
Yeah,
you spend all that time hating other people and being angry at people for no reason besides like the color of their skin or their religious beliefs or whatever. It's like,
yeah,
why? Isn't that exhausting?
And then the people that they hang out with are clearly of their same like mentality,
right?
And they probably do a ton of shitty things.
Yeah,
and then. They aren't mad at those people. I'd be more like, you've had more experience with these people being shitty than the people that you hate.
Right. Yeah.
And it's like,
but
it, that
they
doesn't
excuse
add
it
up.
Because they're like them. And it's like, that's not how that works. Lady. What's her name? Tammy or something. Oh, it's your mom's name. Hi,
that
Tammy.
Is my mom's name. My mom isn't that racist girl.
Oh, no.
I closed the article, but, yeah, dog. Ugh. I don't like racism, man. I don't think anybody does.
I don't
does.
Either. I would hope not. Well, there are really people who, not that they like racism, but they don't think that it matters. Or they don't think it's a thing. They think that it's fine to just be.
I don't think reverse
think
racism
that,
is a thing.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Because racism is just being like against anybody of any color.
Yeah.
So when somebody's like, that's reverse racist, I'm like, it's just regular racist.
Yeah.
I don't get your thought process.
I think there's people that It's not that they don't think racism is a thing, but they think it's okay because they think everything that they say is true.
Right.
Like, they think the racist things that they're saying are true. And it's like, have you lived anywhere besides your hometown?
And isn't that weird that you find that it's like they've never left where they grew up?
A lot of people from my high school who are just like, they're just can be ignorant and they don't know anything because they haven't experienced anything besides Hudson, Wisconsin, which is like a very wealthy community, wealthy white community. And it's like, you haven't experienced anything else. You haven't lived anywhere else. Like, yeah, I might be more like you if I would have stayed in Hudson, but I'm glad, right, I'm not, because I have more, I'm more open-minded and like can, you know,
because you've been around other people and like different cultures, yeah, and instead of like the six people that you would only be around.
Right, exactly.
That's why I hate going back to my hometown, because it's like, oh my God, it's the seven people here that only care, like think they're hot shit because they grew up in Hibbing and lived there forever.
Right.
It's like, you don't do anything. What do you do?
Go experience life.
You go to work and go to the bar and be angry and hate your life. And here's me. I may have like my own problems and like I'm poor and all that stuff. And it's like, but I have fun and like I meet people and I have experiences and I don't just sit at home and drink all day.
Yeah.
Know? Like, it's fine if you go back after a while, but like, I think everybody should at least not live, like move somewhere for a little bit.
Yep.
Just to get an experience.
Just to experience other people and lives and yeah
I like how we suddenly got on racism.
Yep. It happened. We were having a tough time thinking of something, so
it just came out naturally.
Yep.
And not all the time does that work for us.
No, it does not always work for us. Shall we move on?
Yeah. What do you want to do?
Do you want to do the advice? That's all I have. Okay,
so we're doing a thing called Ask Michaela.
We gotta think of a more clever name.
Are you sure?
We can do Ask Michaela if you
want.
Well,
I'm calling it that. And if Michaela thinks of a new one.
Yeah.
There's a thing on the internet called Ask Amy or Dear Amy.
I'm taking her job. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Where she reads, people send, it's an advice column. So they send in their problem and then Amy gives out advice, which is either really bad or really good or neither.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to read one of the things that they asked Amy and, we're going to have Michaela answer it.
Except in the future, if you want to email us or message us some advice questions, feel free, because I love giving advice. Sweet. There's no guarantee that's going to be good, but it's just what we think.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah.
And even though we're asking you, I'll chime in too. We can do a little banter.
Okay, perfect.
So here
we go.
Ask
Mike and Michaela.
Here's the first one.
Michaela.
It's just Michaela. Because it's just Michael A.
True.
Your first name is my whole first name and last initial.
True.
Dear Michaela, some time ago, I found out that my 20-year-old granddaughter, Sally's ex-boyfriend, Jason, is calling and texting Sally's 13-year-old sister late at night. When I expressed my concern to the girl's mother, my daughter, that a 20-something-year-old male was calling and texting a 12-year-old, she has since turned 13, her mother brushed it off, saying that he had always been close to Sally's younger sister. And anyway, he lives 5 hours away. This has been going on for months, and I find it inappropriate, no matter how far away he lives. Jason and Sally dated for about 2 years, but I don't suppose Jason saw the younger sister more than a half a dozen times in that time. To be fair, any time I was aware of him, he seemed to be a very thoroughly nice young man, but I still feel that there's something off or wrong about this. What's your take?
Wow. Okay. I think it is weird. I don't know, like, the whole story. That's the thing of, like, how the family dynamic is and all of that. Like, if it's more of, like, he's kind of like an older brother to her. But it's, like, late night texts and phone calls. That's where I, like, get weirded out, because if he acted like an older brother to her, like if her family is like falling apart or whatever, yeah. I don't know their family situation, but if it was in that sense, then I think it's okay in a certain
amount. Think it's okay at all, but
yeah, I guess
for reasons
not.
I cannot talk about on this,
it's
I
just,
have my reasons.
It's weird, like, you're 20 years old, she's 13, you need to draw a line. And if it is
he's at least 20 years old.
Yeah.
We don't know how old he is for real.
And if it is a thing where she needs someone in her life to like needs help or whatever, if it is like an older brother thing, then you should find her someone who she can talk to, or talk to her sister and be like, hey, you need to talk to your sister and blah blah blah. But it's just like she's 12/13 and he's maybe older than that. It sounds like a weird thing.
Yeah.
And also, like, it's so as a young girl, like it's so easy to just like my, I had two older brothers, and like when I was really little, my brother would bring around his friends. I'd be like, oh, I have a crush on
him. Yeah.
And it's like if at my age, if one of them would have been like,
hey,
oh,
girl.
Michaela, I would have been like, ooh, you know? I know. And that it's so easy for girls to be, young girls to be, like, manipulated into hanging out with
old dudes.
Men. And I just feel like it's could easily become something bad.
And we don't know if, like, she's texting him or whatever first.
Right,
but,
true.
Like, the fact that he even texts her is, like, it's super sketchy.
And especially because it's your ex's family, it's like all a little weird, and by yeah. little I mean quite weird. Yeah.
And because 20 something, and like that's, even if it was 20, that's still 7-year difference.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're clearly an adult and that person is clearly
a child. And I think going back to what I said at the beginning, where if it was like she needed a mentor or a older person's advice or whatever, I feel like the grandma would know that, whereas like the grandma who's emailing, yep. right? If I feel like she would know if, like, oh, she's having a hard time, or like none of her family is there for her, and she probably wouldn't be as concerned. But
it blows my mind that the mom of the kid
yeah.
is just like, it's fine. Like, it's not fine.
It's not fine,
like,
lady.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, I think they should stop.
Yeah, I agree. I think this should be done. Or, like, yeah. the mom should look at the phone, or the grandma should take the phone.
Yeah.
And look and see what's going on.
For
like,
sure.
Something bad could be happening.
Yeah.
And, like, just because they're 5 hours away doesn't mean that, like, oh, one day he won't come home to the town, or, like...
Well, you hear stories about little, like, young girls going missing because they run off with an older guy because they're just, like... They don't know any
better.
In the
heat of the moment that they think is like going to be a wonderful.
Yeah. Well, when I was like, I was 14 or 13, I was either in eighth grade or like a freshman. My brother is 4 years older than me. So when I went into my freshman year, he'd graduated high school already. And one of his friends messaged me and was like, you're hot. And I luckily was like smart enough, or I shouldn't say smart enough, but like I knew enough to be like, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, you're hot, blah blah blah, and I blocked him, and because I thought it was creepy.
It is,
but
so
it
could
have been so easy for me to be like, oh, an older, like, I just wasn't boy crazy at that age, like I just didn't know, but it would have been so easy. And he did that to a lot of girls my age, and I don't even care if I call him out, I'm not gonna say his name, but like, yeah, there were like girls would like put on Facebook, like, don't talk to this guy. Like, he would message a bunch of girls my age that were in my grade and be
and
like,
how old
you're
are
hot,
you?
13 or 14.
And how old is he?
18 or 19.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's like, yeah, that's 4 years, but it's also 4 years from, I'm 13 or 14. So
it's still a vast difference.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's different if somebody's like 27 and somebody's like
20.
And
he was graduated out of high school too. So it's like, yeah.
And I know people from my high school that would do that. And I'm like, you're disgusting.
Well, yeah.
Dude.
And I thought it was gross too. I never, there wasn't a part of me that was like, oh, he thinks I'm hot. It was more of like, oh, he's creepy. And ooh, like, I'm 14 years old. I didn't know what boys were.
And like, at the time, I didn't know how to like get, I didn't know how to be like, you need to be done with this. And like, try get like, cause I think that those people need to be like, locked up, you know, like,
and it's totally
out.
Different than like you're graduated out of high school and you're talking to someone who's in high school but 17 or you know, like, that's different in my
and
mind.
And if you're like 18 or 19, you know,
right? And but it's still, it's just like, I was 13 or 14. I could have so easily been like just excited by the fact that an older boy liked me.
Yeah,
it could have easily gone bad. Ugh. But like, I told my brother and dad about that recently, and they were like, I'm going to beat him up because it's gross. And
it is.
Like, from my brother's perspective, he was like, how could you even as a guy at age 18 or 19 think of like, oh, I'm going to message this 13-year-old about how she's hot? Like, how do you think a 13-year-old is hot? Because
you're like a weird pedophile.
Yeah.
Because like, I look at people and I'm like, sometimes at the DJ proms and I see these kids and I'm like, oh, they're so fucking gross. Like, they're so like weird and awkward looking. And I'm like, I just feel offended watching like them do the, like, because people dance real gross.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like offended. I'm like, I don't see how like it's not. And like the ones that think they're so popular and pretty, I'm just like they try to like flirt with you to get music. And I'm just like, you're like,
yeah, that's
you're, like,
gross.
15, dog. Get away from me, you freak.
It's like you got it's there's a line there. And I think that this guy in the advice email has crossed it.
I agree. I think that's the good advice.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the second question?
Yes.
The second advice. Dear Michaela, I'm a married woman. My husband and his younger sister are of a Mediterranean nationality. Family relationships are closer there. I think that those in North America, closer there than I think in North America or Europe. I was shocked to see my husband and his sister in our bathroom together. She was putting on makeup and he was brushing his teeth. We were in a hurry to leave the house, but there was a half bath downstairs that one of them could have used. I have been in the bathroom with my own older brother, but it was to install a new toilet, something practical, not to do something intimate that, in my opinion, is only for a husband and wife to share. What? I feel very strange about the situation. Then it happened a second time. I have decided that if it happened again, I will join them in the bathroom and put on my makeup or brush my teeth with them to see if they understand that I'm disturbed by the situation.
What the heck?
What do you think?
Okay, first of all, I thought this was going to go in the direction of like, I walked in the bathroom and they were naked or something, but they're literally just getting ready.
I know.
Like, I've been in the same bathroom as my brother before, like,
you just brush your teeth.
Brush my teeth or... What the heck?
I used to brush my teeth with my sister all the time.
Right. Or like,
we'd be
if
like,
get
ready for the school, and she'd have to drive with me, and I'd be like, shh.
If we're on like vacation or something, I'll be in the bathroom with them. Like, I'll be putting on makeup, and they'll be brushing their teeth or doing their hair or something. It's like, that's not weird. Yeah, it's weird if like, oh, he's peeing in front of her.
Yeah, that's weird.
Or like, he's taking a shower and she's in, like, that's a little weird, but... This wife is insane.
Yeah. Like, that's too intimate. Like, my friends, when we would go to Vegas, like, they'd have to put on their makeup and get all ready. And then I'd just be in, like, the bathroom, like, brushing my teeth. And they're like, I got, like, three other girls in there, like, putting on shit. And I'm just brushing
my
teeth.
That's not weird at all. That's,
it's too intimate for me, dog.
What the heck?
It must have been too sexy. You know? Is she jelly of the sister?
She must be. There's something more than just, like, I've only been in the same bathroom as my brother once.
And that was to install a toilet.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's creepier.
Then you're weird.
Why are you both in the bathroom while some guy is putting a toilet in?
Right.
Like, because I was thinking, like, maybe they don't have siblings. Maybe they think it is, like, an intimate thing. But, like, it's not.
No.
It's so not. You're just in a room that happens to be a place where people, like, use the restroom, obviously. What's the difference if they did it in, like, the living room?
Yeah.
Because like sometimes like if people are talking like my old roommate, not Trista, one from my other school, would like we'd be talking to him and he'd brush his teeth out in the hallway like because I'm talking to him.
Oh, right.
Like,
oh, get in the bathroom.
Yeah, like, get in the bathroom. This is too intimate for me. Get away from me, you freak.
That's so weird. I hope
too hot
this
for
girl,
TV.
I hope this lady listens to this podcast and hears me say, girl, chill.
Yeah, this and like these are like within the last week.
Yeah.
So like, because I also when I started reading this, I thought they were like sexy time.
Yeah,
in the
I was like, oh, she opened the bathroom door and they were making out. Well, yeah, then that's effed. But
yeah,
this is not weird.
This isn't even
too
a situation.
Intimate.
Maybe and that makes me question like what happened in their childhood where like they're like. Don't ever go in the bathroom when me and your sister are in here. You know
oh
what I mean?
Gosh.
It's like, what the
That's
fuck?
So crazy.
Mommy and daddy are being intimate in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, would that mean if you, like, when you're little and you walk into your parents' bathroom while they're, like, getting ready for bed, like, oh, I'll come back later. Like, what?
Well, and also, like, girls get ready in the bathroom together all the time.
Right. And if you're just
So does she never put makeup on in the bathroom with another woman?
Right. And if you're just getting ready... Like, if she was getting dressed or something, then maybe it'd be a little weird. But, like, she's just putting her makeup on. Like, and if her brother's or if her husband's, like, toothbrush was already in the bathroom, he's not going to, like, walk downstairs to the half bath to brush his teeth.
Excuse me, I'll be right back. I have to grab my toothbrush.
Like, just brush them in there. That's so weird to me.
And, like, yeah. I don't get it. So, like, is wearing, like, swimsuits in front of you, like, your sister weird, too? Because, like...
Yeah, that's... I wonder. Because...
You're not allowed to go to the beach with your sister. It's too intimate.
Too intimate. Like,
she's wearing basically underwear, but it's just swimsuits.
Things that would maybe be seen as... Well, like, your siblings, too. So, like, even if you're in your swimsuit, like, your sibling isn't going to be like, they're in their swimsuit. It's just like, oh. Like, you know? They just don't think of a sibling that way. That's weird.
Yeah, like... You prefer not to see, like, your brother or sister, like, in their underwear. Well, but, right. Like, it's not like you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, put some clothes on, freak.
Right, exactly. You know?
This what person, though, probably jumped out the window if they ever saw that. What are you guys doing? You guys cooking food together in the kitchen? It's too intimate.
Too intimate.
It's too intimate.
I'm going to just start saying things in my life are too intimate. Like, I'm going to get home, and if Tristan and Angela are hanging out.
You guys are being too intimate.
Come on. Glass of, shared a bottle of wine? Too intimate.
Too intimate. Quit cyberbullying me. That's my other thing I like to say. That's too intimate.
That's so funny.
What do you like? Do you like this segment?
Yes, I really do.
Cool. That's all I have for today.
Let us know if you like it, please. Email us. I've gotten one email.
Email Michaela. It makes me happy.
Yeah, email me and then also send me
messages. Pictures of you in the bathroom with your sister and brushing your teeth. Yeah, make sure
you tell me all your stories about... with your sibling in the bathroom. Don't. Wow. That could be weird. Well, Mike's dead, so. Bye.
You can tell I'm really laughing because I sound like I'm dying. Like, just like that horrible wheeze.
You can tell I'm genuinely hilarious because he's dying over there.
It's true. I'm laughing here. That's what Christopher Walken says when he's walking.
I'm laughing here.
That's not true. Anyway.
Anyway, that's a good segment.
And
send us if you have questions about life, but unless it's one that dumb, don't send it. But we'll do it anonymously if you want.
Like we just did these ones.
Yeah.
Except for we know Sally and Jason's name. Sons of bitches.
Crap. Anyway. But if you don't want to say Allie and Jason's name in yours, we don't have to.
You can put Sally and Jason in yours.
Yeah. Sally and Jason.
Hook us up. What you know what I'm trying to say?
Call us.
Hook us
Hook
up.
Us up. Call us. Different things.
I put the phone symbol up to like my face. I can talk. Anyway, do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
Sweet.
I think we're good, but.
Do you have any plugugs?
Plugugs. Yeah, actually. So, my band, with Maddie and Haley, they were on a few weeks ago. We're going to do a Christmas EP, so be on the lookout for that, just like our Facebook page. We just got professional photos taken, too, which is exciting. And so some of them I'm going to use for my podcast page, so you'll see them.
Wonderful.
And then, you can listen to us on RedPersona.com.
Nice.
Podcast app. Just in Time.
Anywhere podcasts are sold.
Yeah.
Or for free.
Like my Facebook page, Just in Time with Just Michaela.
I don't have any plugs.
Okay.
Because you did them for me.
Perfect.
Just burn it down and leave, I guess.
Yeah, burn it down and leave. Go listen to it.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Send us an email. And we love you very much. Peace and blessings.
Bye.
Bye.